Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Going to be another incredible transmission today. Guys, will you give me my guest folder, please? Thank you. This is going to be an incredible transmission today. It is the 31st day of January 2012. Still taking time to get used to that. And the first month of 2012 is almost over. We are going to be here for the next 3 hours, and you know that Obama was in contempt of court earlier in the week concerning his birth certificate and evidence of the fact that he is truly a natural-born citizen. And so we've got Dr. Jerome Corsi popping in to discuss that later on in the transmission with us. And, of course, Alan Watt as well is going to be on with us today. Where should I start? Well, when we come back from the break, obviously I have a lot of election news, economy news, Iran and Syria news, and I will get to all of that. Hillary Clinton is urging Security Council to act on Syria. She just promised a few months ago that there wouldn't be any action or talk of military action, but it's no longer military. Libya was not military. Bombing them for 6 months, putting al-Qaeda in charge, that was not military. And there won't be any congressional authorization, I guess, for this new peace mission. And the West reportedly has special forces in there advising the admitted al-Qaeda forces, again, that works for NATO. And you raise this point with a neocon or somebody, and it just doesn't compute. They're like, but I give my rights up and let the TSA grow up my children and wife as a sacrament to fighting al-Qaeda, and then you explain to them, but the government admits they created them and are still using them. And they get all these different al-Qaeda people on the airplanes and protect them, and Muhammad Atta was brought into the U.S., Newsweek magazine, and the underwear bomber was put on the plane by the State Department, and that's all admitted, C-SPAN, congressional hearings, and Anwar al-Awlaki, number three in al-Qaeda, dining secretly at the Pentagon, Fox News, and they're just like, a robot that can't compute. They're like, cannot compute, and smoke starts coming out of their ears. So we're going to be discussing that as well. Also, this is in the Associated Press, New York Magazine, and the Wall Street Journal. MF Global's missing $1.2 billion, probably just vaporized. So the government knows where it was wired, most of it J.P. Morgan in London. That actually came out. But now everyone's going to act like, and the federal regulators, most of them that work for Corzine and people like him on record, they're just going to say, we don't know where the money went, and it doesn't matter if he got caught perjuring himself to Congress. That's just the way it is. We're breaking that down more. So money from MF Global, feared, gone. After 2-3 months of stalling, 2.5 months, saying, you're going to get it. It'll take some time. I told you, you're not going to get it. Because the globalists are setting a precedent here now where they just take your money and run. Now, remember last year, Arkansas, under federal pressure and chemical company lobbying, passed a law saying all water systems must be fluoridated. And now in states like Michigan, they're harassing even old homesteaders that have private wells, saying you've got to have it tested by the government every month to drink out of your own well. People just ignore the criminal mafia government. But now New Jersey has passed a law forcing fluoridation. So we're going to be breaking down the arrogant forced medication by these globalists as well. The latest on Monsanto. By the way, I'm going to be speaking in Dallas and Orlando. I haven't really even talked about this yet. And it's coming up in the month of February. I'll tell you about that. And Billionaire Club and bid to curb overpopulation. I want to go back into this report. It's all coming up today.
don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, you saw the reports, even in the dinosaur media this week. President Barack Hussein Obama refused to show up to a court to a subpoena and was ruled in contempt. But, I mean, he launches wars without congressional approval and continues torture and secret arrest and signs laws saying he's a dictator or has dictatorial power. So, I mean, well, why not ignore a court ruling? Remember, Bill Clinton had to testify under a court ruling on sexual harassment, not election eligibility. And there's major evidence. The reason it went before the court is there's real evidence. I mean, we know he had someone else's Social Security number from Connecticut. That's confirmed. We know that the federal government ruled that his father wasn't really his father and kicked him out of the country saying it was a sham marriage. No kidding. If that guy is Obama's dad, I am a Easter Bunny jet pilot from the planet Uranus. It is just ridiculous. No resemblance. No genetic resemblance. It'd be like saying I look like, I don't know, Newt Gingrich. I look nothing like Newt Gingrich. It'd be like they said, Newt Gingrich is Alex Jones' dad. I mean, you say, well, he doesn't look anything like him. Well, it's the same thing with Obama. Looks nothing like him. It'd be like saying, I don't know, the Queen of England's my mother. Oh, actually, that'll start a new conspiracy theory. Actually, Bill Hicks is my mother. You know, there's that conspiracy on the internet that I am really Bill Hicks. Yes. That's a good one. Okay, continuing here with serious news. We are broadcasting worldwide. It is the last day of January 2012. We will enter February. Thank you for joining us on this Tuesday edition. And we have got just off the chart news that I'm going to try to contain myself with in a moment and not blow up. But let's just get into some of the main stories here today. From the political pile, we take you to Politico. CBO, Congressional Budget Office, reports another $1 trillion deficit. And now we're hearing about having to up the spending limits in Congress every few months instead of every few years. As the country gets deeper and deeper into debt to the banksters who get us into debt through fiat nothing since we went under the Federal Reserve System of 1913. And they have us signed on to their own debt as well. Now, Obama's getting ready for to really start campaigning officially. And it looks like, I've got some reports here, he's going to go back to the good old tried and true situation where he promises people free houses, free health care, free cars, free gas. Remember, all over the country, women mainly would say, oh, Mr. President, I'm going to get my free house and free car. Thank God you're probably going to get elected. Well, it looked like he was going to win in the polls. And then even after he got elected for a few months, they would say, thank you for the free house. I know I'm going to get it soon. And he would go along with them. And so he's back on the campaign trail making similar statements. There's a video of that if we have time to get to it. It's up at Infowars.com, but it's from Real Clear Politics. Now, here's another one. Joe Biden advised against the Osama bin Laden raid. Now, this is where they add kind of fictional background to make things look like it's real. Like, well, actually, the original story isn't true. Bin Laden didn't get in a firefight for 30 minutes with the Navy SEALs, or he didn't have bombs strapped to him, or they just kind of change the story over and over again. But still, by changing the story, it almost adds credence that it really happened and it's real in people's minds. Well, some of it's not true, but you know, overall they did get bin Laden and they've been changing their story. They lied about the fact that the president was watching it live from that Situation Room and that photo was staged. Well, that day I saw that the photo was staged. They're all staging and looking tough and you can see it's a staged photo. Hillary's got her hand up to her mouth, gasping at supposedly the kill shot. And the way he came out and announced it, you could see the PR propaganda rollout. Then the witnesses in Pakistan said they got on the plane, the helicopter, one of the stealth helicopters, with somebody in traditional Pakistani dress, and the helicopter blew up with everybody on board. And then I said, well, if that's true, we're going to get some scuttlebutt. And pretty soon we started getting some scuttlebutt that indeed some of SEAL Team 6 had been killed. But they started spinning it in the community and said, well, they died in some other actions. Then the helicopter with 23 of them sardined on board, which they never do, on a National Guard helicopter, blows up a few months later. And then I talk to a Navy SEAL currently serving whose best buddy is in SEAL Team 6. And he says, well, most of them don't think like you do that it could have been the government, but some of them do. But they do know that it was weird how they were put on the helicopter. They were reportedly complaining about it, saying this is unusual. Where are we going? We're never put on these old helicopters. And you always split us up. And why are we being put on with regular Army people? And then inside the SEAL community, they think Al-Qaeda got a bomb on board. Sure. So they know it blew up. And then they changed the story. The SEALs had been going to save people, save Rangers who were pinned down in a firefight on a rescue mission. And then they were sent to kill a nest of Al-Qaeda. And then they were just sent somewhere. And then it turned out none of that was true. And so the SEALs, Lord bless them, know the helicopter was blown up. But they can't imagine that it was blown up by the bankers that run the military. Of course, you know what happened to Pat Tillman. He wrote letters home saying, they're growing the opium, this whole war is a fraud, I'm coming home to be anti-war. And the Pentagon said, we're not going to let our biggest recruiting tool turn against us. We'll have him charge an Al-Qaeda machine gun nest single-handedly. We'll give him some bronze stars. Nobody will go against the hero story. It's kind of like Let's Roll. What do? The happy hooligans out of the Dakotas who were assigned to Virginia refused orders. Their own general refused orders, ordered the shoot down during the stand down, and took down Flight 93. What do? Give them a Let's Roll story. Doesn't matter if the state police and everybody else saw the F-16s behind it, heard the explosion, miles and miles of debris field. We'll just show them one engine part where one engine went into the ground and call that the plane crash. We'll give them a hero story. They lap that up. Let's roll. I mean, you know, after all, Optimus Prime, Pentagon propaganda, pro-military movies and cartoons. You know, Autobots, let's roll. Roll out. In a fake John Wayne voice. Autobots, roll out. Transform and roll out. And it's the same thing. Pat Tillman charges the machine gun nest, fighting Al-Qaeda. He was hit twice, but still charged in, taking out an entire nest. He served America proudly. Until the Army, was it a colonel, coroner, said no, he was killed, homicide. He was shot with a three-burst M16 at close range. But not before he was shot at a distance first. And then it leaked out and was confirmed. He was up there. They got the hit team inserted. They start shooting him. He's only wounded with body armor. He's behind a rock begging for help. Hey, I'm Pat Tillman. Comes back up. I'm a ranger. Shoot him again. He gets down. They get up and they go, we know you're a ranger, pal. Shot him close enough to have powder burns. Three bursts right across the front of the forehead. One burst, three rounds.
Fighting Al-Qaeda. Charging the hill.
Oh, yes. Oh, then there's Private Lynch. See, that's why I can't ever cover all the news. Because I start mentioning one article, and then I got to prove the bin Laden raid's fake. Buried at sea. It's Muslim tradition, not Muslim law, not tradition. All lies. Then hundreds of people get disciplinary actions trumped up on the very ship that were involved in it, so they can give them disorderly conducts because they were leaking that it was all fake. Private Lynch cowered in fear as the men in the resupply convoy fought the Iraqi troops, the Republican Guard. Then she's in the hospital. 3 days before the Iraqis pull out, the Iraqi doctors go to the U.S., say she's here. They don't save her for 3 days. They get Jerry Bruckheimer, this is BBC, the Hollywood producer, one of the top guys in Hollywood, on record admits to consult by satellite on how to raid and act like they're fighting Republican Guard when they go in the hospital. Where's Jessica Lynch? Private Lynch hiding under the bed. Because it was all going to be a big promotion rollout for women in the military. You know, she's up there with a knife in her, a K-bar knife in her teeth. She's like Audie Murphy, just on top of that truck. Just killing the Iraqis. She's really hiding in the back. Just all part of pure lies, pure fiction, pure garbage, just fed to you. And so you're not too smart. They jack your water with fluoride, sevenfold increase in cancer. Just search the term. Fluoride cancer, sevenfold increase, brain damage, accelerates every other toxin in the body. Top scientists, surgeons, brain surgeons, all on to tell you. And guess what? All over the U.S., states are passing laws to make you have it in your water. And now they're announcing they're not going to let you have well water. Oh, you haven't heard that? It's coming up. They're going to come and put taxes and regulations. It doesn't matter if you got a 200-year-old 1,000-foot well into a crystal aquifer, you're going to pay taxes and you're going to have to get it tested monthly, preemptively, so that you're forced to drink the fluoride water so your kids are brain damaged. That's all coming up. I haven't even gotten into the political stack yet. Oh my gosh, you're going to want to stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to myfreesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini course that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part urban survival mini course at myfreesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. myfreesurvivalminicourse.com. myfreesurvivalminicourse.com or call 866-523-4076. 866-523-4076. You'll be glad you did.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy 3 or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same-day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Drunken.
Call him drunken, Ira Haynes. He won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war.
Let's get one thing straight here. We have an incredible military of men and women who have joined by and large because they do want to defend this republic and because they love this country. I've met them, I know them. On average, members of our military are, per capita, the best people in our society. And even though I bash police a lot when they do corrupt things because the system is trying to warp them and has done a pretty good job of doing that with the leadership, many of the best people in our society are police officers. When I was 15, 16, 17, not even so much naive. I knew that we had corrupt police where I was growing up in Dallas. Thinking about careers, I wanted to be a forest ranger because I like being out in the outdoors. I was thinking about being a professor, you know, a teacher, a cop. And my dad had a patient who at the time was the head federal marshal for this entire region. It was a multi-state region. And my dad said, come in and meet this guy. And the guy was just about to retire. And he called me and he goes, are you a criminal? And I said, no. And he goes, well, are you ready to do things that are, you know, pretty much kind of criminal? And I said, not really. And he goes, well, then you might not want to be a federal marshal. He goes, things have changed. And I was just like, what? And of course, I wasn't even trying to be a federal marshal. I was just like saying, I don't know what I'm going to go to college for, Dad. I could be, I guess I'll be a school teacher, or maybe I'll get a degree in animal husbandry and be a vet, a veterinarian, because I'd done work for a large animal vet and a small animal vet by the time I was about 13, or I guess about 12, actually, and on the summers. And I'm already digressing. The point is that was another wake-up call right there. But we have a global elite trying to sell us on their values, on secret arrest, on no due process, on torture, and how good it is to not have any liberties. But you notice as we lose our liberties, it's like oxygen going out the door, out the window. As we lose our basic freedoms, our prosperity is disappearing. And of course, it's liberty that is the fertile soil and the sunshine and the water that allows human potential to sprout and to thrive. Freedom is what prosperity flows from. Every philosopher in history has realized this. Every historian knows this. But it's always criminal groups that don't care about prosperity. In fact, under feudalism, the elites hate prosperity because prosperity makes people uppity. Once you've gotten to a point in the hierarchy of needs, if you don't know what that is, folks, it's a psychological world structure, a way to look at things. I think it's very accurate. There's a higher, in fact, guys, if you Google hierarchy of new of a needs illustration or chart, it's a pyramid, that you first have to get food and shelter. Then you want to become secure. Then you want to find a mate and have a family and be accepted in your community. But after you've done all those things in the hierarchy of needs, if you're healthy, you then start wanting to help others because you realize that you're part of a larger human system. And it's a basic instinct of people that have become successful that once you get to that point, see, I've experienced things that most people never will. I've gotten to meet a lot of really famous people. I've gotten to see a lot of things that other people will never see. And I was a little starstruck 10 years ago and things when I would get a chance to meet really famous people. I was even somewhat starstruck 3 or 4 years ago. I've just now in the last few years gotten to the point where it's interesting to know famous people because a lot of times they're very interesting artists or researchers, and they're neat. There's a reason they're famous. They have that something special about them. But now it is so satisfying to know that hype and fame and peer pressure mean nothing. Nothing. It is such the most valuable thing I have after my family and my fact that I have basic honor is that I could care less what people think about me. And of course, there's a nuance to that. I care what good people think about me. Or if I think I've done something that's wrong, I then want to make it right. But I don't care what scum thinks.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven-figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day with all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Oh yes, make no mistake, you have found it, the tip of the spear, the front lines of the info war. Dr. Jerome Corsi is going to be with us about 30, 40 minutes of the second hour, and then I'll cover more news. We'll also open the phones up on the Obama situation in court where he has been found in contempt. Bill Clinton showed up for his court hearings, not Lord Obama. Of course, Karl Rove didn't show up for court hearings. He just left the United States for a while back when he was being subpoenaed to courts and being ordered to appear. So it's just all part of the lawlessness that we see intensifying. Okay, I was starting to get into the news. I want to get into forced fluoridation here in a moment, forced inoculation, huge developments on that front, some big Monsanto news, huge financial news in Europe with a EU dictatorship in their own words being set up over the once sovereign nations to raise taxes to pay the bankers for their derivatives fraud. I mean, if this is the case, they should get Bernie Madoff out of jail, making president of the world, and have him set global economic policy. But see, he's low level compared to them. Bernie Madoff is a low level person that made the mistake of robbing some rich people on the inside, and that's why they're going down. Corzine did the right thing, according to the New World Order Mafia, top White House financial advisor, a former New Jersey governor. We're now 2.5 months into this, and he went before Congress a month ago, and the head of the Chicago Mercantile Exchange said, no, I was on the phone when they did this with his chief executive officers. They told me when I said, why are you doing this? We've been given the order by John Corzine. Terrence Duffy went in front of Congress under oath, and a prepared statement was put out by the Chicago Mercantile Exchange saying that Corzine didn't know and that Duffy didn't know. But when Duffy actually got in testimony, he starts reading the statement and then changes it and looks up and says, I was on the phone with him and he gave the order. Because, see, Duffy's thinking, if this comes down, if this falls apart, I didn't commit the crime here. I knew they did it, but now if I lie, when there's all these witnesses, but of course, there's the Congress. They're involved in insider trading and get caught and tell the public they're allowed to, which they're not. It's like you catch somebody murdering somebody and they go, well, I'm allowed to murder. No, you're not. Well, I'm allowed to launch wars without congressional approval. No, you're not. Well, I'm allowed to order torture because I'm the president. Remember Bush's book last year came out? He said, well, I can order torture because I'm the president. Really? Can you go pick up a prostitute in downtown D.C. and go behind a building and blow her brains out or maybe knock her teeth out? No, you can't. You're not above the law. Hitler wasn't. Stalin wasn't. Obama isn't. Karl Rove isn't. Newt Gingrich isn't. Mitt Romney isn't. I'm not above the law. You're not above the law. Nobody's above the law. And when governments start telling you they're above the law, look out. Hitler did that. It was called the Hitler Precept. Or the Nuremberg called it the Hitler Precept after his name. It was called the Führer Precept by the Germans. Or the Leader Precept. Ein Volk, ein Reich, ein Führer. One people, one land, one leader. Ein Volk, ein Reich, ein Führer. And presidents come and go. Obama is now, for all intents and purposes, behaving like a dictator and sees many powers of a dictator. But it doesn't mean he himself is a dictator. That office, controlled by the globalists and special interests, has now become one. And that's why the system is torpedoing Newt Gingrich right now. Mitt Romney has the same pedigree politically, is a total globalist, would vote exactly like Newt Gingrich. The difference is Mitt Romney is a corporate shill and knows to follow orders 100% and has proven it. Newt Gingrich has a man with big ideas. Newt Gingrich is a leader in a bad way. Newt Gingrich is a man on fire. Newt Gingrich would tell people when he was a kid he was going to be president. Newt Gingrich will lie like you've never seen, and he wants power for himself and hates other people around him and those above him. And the elite do not want Newt Gingrich in there because he'd actually try to be a president like Richard Nixon, who was bad in a lot of ways, but actually tried to be president. And that's why they're destroying Newt Gingrich. And again, I'm scared of Newt Gingrich. I fully understand. By scared, I mean he's dangerous. I know he's super dangerous. Same way I'm scared of a truck going down the highway 100 miles an hour. I know to get out of, you know, the way of it. And so the issue is the establishment is concerned about him as well, because he's the type that would try to actually double cross the globalist. Mittens, Romney, not so much. I mean, look, the last head of Bain Capital is just going to be replace the mob boss Daley that they had in there from the Chicago crew in there in the Obama White House. So, I mean, it's one happy, disgusting pea pod with these folks. And Ron Paul is turbocharging, obviously, and is really in second place. And after Newt Gingrich is destroyed, who's left? Ron Paul. They've already tried to destroy him. And he's going to end up getting more delegates in Maine than he would have gotten in Florida, which is winner take all. So that's why he's not focusing on Florida. Loves Florida, cares about Florida, but he also knows the fix is in down there. I mean, you guys are as famous as Illinois. And I'm not knocking Florida. Beautiful, great state. Hey, LBJ was fixing elections in Congress in the 40s here in Texas. So we're bad, too. It's just Florida has been caught over and over again, like Ohio, and Illinois. I mean, it's been proven to have so much fraud it'll make your head spin in elections for a long time. Like Florida takes second place in election fraud after Illinois. But here it is. MF, Global's missing $1.2 billion, probably just vaporized. And the feds know it was wired to J.P. Morgan. They know, it was in the news at the time, that, oh, yeah, it was sent over to J.P. Morgan, but we're going to get some of that back. And then now the media, the Congress, everyone plays dumb. When you wire $1,000, the feds know where it goes. It's all tracked. When you wire $10,000, a criminal investigation report is filed. When you deposit that, it is reviewed. Suspicious transaction. But you're going to believe that $1.2 billion is wired to England, the lion's share of it, to the division of J.P. Morgan Chase. This came out in Forbes, AP, Bloomberg. This came out 2 days after it broke. And then now everyone's acting stupid. We don't know where the money went. We don't know where. We found it. You're going to get it back. Just don't sue us. Just wait. Let us have the congressional hearings. Corzine gets up and says, I know nothing as CEO. I have no idea. And the head of the Chicago Mercantile Exchange goes, I'm not going along with this. He was there. He gave the orders. We were concerned about it. And we're on the phone when the decision was made on this date. And you see all the lawyers around him going, looking at him like, oh, a hit team's coming for you, pal. I mean, the point is this is getting really chutzpah, naked, bravado filled. They're getting really wild. I mean, this lunatic Corzine was making 40-to-1 bets with other people's money. And according to Max Kaiser, who's got incredible sources, he called Iceland 2 years before it happened. Yeah, he runs in these circles, worked for many years with George Soros' son. He said he talked to the sources, and they said that the head of J.P. Morgan called up Corzine and said, look, you're dead if you don't give us that money. And that's how these guys in the past have worked. These are gangsters. They run the country. They run the military. They run it all. They're like, look, you gave us our money, or it's over. So he went and took people's private bank accounts. And now New York Magazine, all of them are like, nobody knows. Just forget it. You're not getting it. Because Papa J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs is reportedly involved in there as well. The bankrupt brokerage firm MF Global still can't account for some $1.2 billion in customer funds, but an ongoing investigation imagines that a significant amount of the money vaporized during the company's crashing and burning. Oh, just went into the end of the rainbow as a golden pot somewhere. If you know the leprechaun password, he'll give it to you. Here's another one. Money from MF Global, feared gone. Wall Street Journal. This is the naked, lawless, out-of-control garbage that we're dealing with. And these crook bankers are shutting down all the small banks with the regulators they control, taking over our economy, getting tax incentives to move offshore, getting bailout money to move businesses and factories overseas, everything. And what's the only growth area? FBI, federal marshals, police, TSA, armies of intelligence agents, spies to go after the American people. They are arming up against us. Now, I want to go to a special report we've got here. And then we're going to come back from break and get into sodium fluoride. But you know, last March, the legislature in Arkansas passed a law saying cities are passing laws when they see the medical evidence that fluoride gives you cancer and brain damage. We're just going to pass a law that you've got to take fluoride. We're going to put it in your water by law. Now, New Jersey has passed a law doing this. New Jersey Assembly panel passes bill to add fluoride to public supply. And now they've got reports out of Michigan that they're going, and other states, they're going to shut down and not let you use your own well. I mean, folks, these are control freaks. Going after the Amish, going after the Girl Scout cookies, going after the lemonade stands all over the country, going after tomato sellers, pecan sellers, people selling jam. The mafia says, you don't do jack without our approval and paying us a cut. You go to a big box store and get something made in China with melamine in it for your kids. FDA says it's good for them. radiation levels have gone up. They had another reactor. The AP's reporting released more radiation. Not even an issue. We raise the level. We say it's safe. Because the mafia says it's safe. And we're taking your bank account. In fact, I saw an article last week. I didn't even cover it. Government raids federal pension funds. I even forgot to print that. I forgot that. It's coming in so fast, I can't even cover it anymore. Do you understand this? They are going for broke, stealing everything. All you cops, FBI, the rest of you, when they're done, you're going to have nothing as well. Remember that. But you'll still have your little authority and your power trip. Now, here's a part of the report. We're going to hear an expanded version with Darren McBreen with us live in studio tonight, 7 o'clock Central at PrisonPlanet.tv. This is Darren McBreen, our reporter, out talking to local Austinites about aspartame, the defecation of a bioweapons bacteria produced by the Pentagon in 1963 that they finally got approval after three rounds in 1979. With Monsanto, when they bought Searle, and it is an addictive excitotoxin that causes brain damage, pancreatic cancer, you name it. It breaks down into formaldehyde in the bloodstream, but it's very addictive. Most poisons are addictive. Arsenic's addictive. And so here's his report. We're going to have an expanded part two, and Darren in studio with us this evening. Here is that report, and then we're going to skip this network break. We're going to continue with the forced fluoridation, and again, the forced inoculation laws now finally going into place. They always ran the hoax. It was the law. Now that people are standing up, taking their cities back, the globalists are like, no, 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 no. You're going to drink our toxic waste. Here's the report on aspartame.
Thousands of popular diet and sugar-free foods and beverages contain an artificial sweetener that researchers say may cause cancer. The ingredient is aspartame, and it is by far the most dangerous substance on the market that is added to our foods. Aspartame is an artificial sweetener found in thousands of products worldwide, and chances are you are consuming it. It's added to sugar-free gum, juice beverages, tabletop sweeteners like Equal and NutraSweet. It's in cereals, soft drinks, yogurt, breath mints, multivitamins, wine coolers, and even over-the-counter medicines. The toxic long-term effects of aspartame are often dismissed as a hoax by the sweetener industry. However, numerous independent controlled studies using human subjects have concluded that aspartame is deadly. Now, there's a number of studies that claim that aspartame is completely safe to consume, but the vast majority of those studies were conducted by, well, you guessed it, the aspartame industry. In fact, groups like Monsanto, J.D. Searle, and ILSI concluded that aspartame posed no health risk. But that's about as credible as Marlboro, Camel, and Winston dismissing the link between cigarette smoking and cancer.
Tastes good like a cigarette
should. So have you heard of aspartame?
Yes, I've heard of it before.
Have you heard good things or bad things?
I hear mostly bad things about
it. What kind of bad things?
Just like it's an artificial sweetener and it's bad for your health and you should try to stay away.
I've heard it's an artificial sweetener and I'm guilty of drinking beverages sweetened with it. However, it degenerates and it does harmful things.
What do you think about aspartame?
I don't like it. It gives me headaches.
They did studies on rats. It supposedly causes cancer.
Even Fox News recently reported in 2005 that artificial sweeteners had been linked to a wide range of cancers after studying involving rats. So these rats actually had tumors the size of golf balls. So does that concern you when you hear stuff like that?
Greatly, yes. And the FDA is supposed to be protecting us from things like cancer, not giving it to us and telling us it's safe.
You cannot go to the grocery store now and buy any type of even regular sugar gum that hasn't had aspartame added to it. In the 1970s, Searle tried to get it approved, and they couldn't. It took them three separate times. Because in their own studies with monkeys, large portions of them that were fed it died and contracted cancer. Now we have mainstream news articles, and the EU has done a major study finding lower birth weights, early birth, and yes, miscarriages from women that drink aspartame-laden soft drinks like Coke Zero.
Do you think that aspartame should be on the market today?
No.
Why not?
Because it hasn't been demonstrated to be safe.
The FDA looked at the research and in 1975 put aspartame's approval on hold. It set up an independent panel of doctors to study aspartame. In 1980, that public board of inquiry unanimously ruled aspartame should not go on the market. Edith was drinking a cup of low-calorie hot chocolate that night. Aspartame made it sweet. And Johnson says aspartame made her sick.
All of a sudden, I couldn't see. My eyes went out of focus, and it was like my vision became quite blurred.
And you think it's because of aspartame?
I think it's very deliberately because of aspartame, yes.
It was terrifying. Kate Randall thought she was going crazy.
I started popping in my hands and twitching in my feet, my legs, my knees, my upper legs, and shoulders and arms and everywhere.
Many of these individuals that have been aspartame reactors have tested themselves 5, 10, 20 times. Every time getting the same response, and then they realized that this was a legitimate cause and effect relationship.
What is aspartame? It is the fecal matter of the E. coli bacteria. They took it and genetically engineered it. They can feed it toxic waste, and then it defecates aspartame. And it has so many bad health effects, it's just unspeakable.
How do you think a product like that was managed to be approved by the FDA?
Oh, I think there's loopholes to everything.
And I say shut the FDA down. Shut down any government agency that's not doing its job.
Would you think that possibly the FDA is corrupt?
I'm going to go ahead and say no. I trust the FDA with my health.
Do you think there's a chance the FDA could be corrupt?
About as big a chance as any other part of our government.
Now, the FDA approval of aspartame was highly contested and subject to multiple congressional hearings and scientific criticism. In fact, aspartame was continuously rejected by the FDA for over 15 years until it was finally approved in 1981. Since that time, the FDA has published a list of 92 symptoms of aspartame poisoning, which includes headaches, vision loss, including blindness, seizures, neurological problems, cardiovascular problems, and death. The FDA even admits adverse reactions to aspartame comprise about 80% of consumer complaints it reaches each year. Yet the dangerous substance remains on the market and is consumed by millions of people every single day. I'm Darren McBreen for InfoWars Nightly News.
All right, great job from Darren on that front. We're going to get into fluoride being forcibly out of the water here in a moment. But just expanding on this, you notice in the last 5, 6, 7 years, something big has happened. All of these companies have come out with stevia or other artificial sweeteners, and they advertise, and most people now try to bypass aspartame. So what did the aspartame makers do? They proliferated. It is in most sugar candy. Read the back. It is in chocolate bars. It is in almost every form of sugar gum. I know I've got children, and I go to the grocery store, and you cannot find it without it. It's in most of the over-the-counter medication you take, just spiked into pills you're supposed to just swallow anyways. It is in all sorts of different foods, tens of thousands. And it is addictive. It is a neurotoxin. And I talk to so many people, young and old, who are going, yeah, I got macular degeneration, I'm losing my sight. They won't tell me why. And it's well known in the studies that it made the monkeys go blind. And what do you think wood alcohol does? What do you think old, you know, moonshine that isn't made right and gets wood alcohol in it does? It makes you go blind. It's grain alcohol. It's what you want to be drinking if you're going to do that. It breaks down in, just look it up for yourself. And I know most of you know this, but it just illustrates how out of control the system is. Now, look at this article. And I've got a couple of these. New Jersey Assembly Panel passes bill to add fluoride to public water. I did a video on this last night. It's up at InfoWars.com. Water companies in New Jersey would be required to add fluoride to the water supply under a bill approved Monday by an assembly panel at the urging of dentists and public health professionals, despite objections from environmentalists and utility officials. They don't tell you here that the majority of the EPA's and FDA scientists have gone public to Congress, thousands of them signing letters saying it gives you cancer, that it causes brain damage. They just act like urging from the dentist. You mean the American Dental Association, who's been forced to tell people under five not to brush with it? It says on the back it's poison. It actually causes dental fluorosis and dental problems. And it's not just sodium fluoride they're adding. It's toxic waste, hundreds of chemicals they call fluoride. But regardless, let's say it's the best things in sliced bread. The government's going to force Medicaid us, and counties and cities pass laws saying get it out. Before, it was just lobbyists paying them to do it. And they say, oh, we're going to pass state law and make you do it. And then I saw an article. I've got to hear my stack out. Where all over the country, Michigan was the first article I saw. They're coming in and saying, we've got to certify your well is safe. You've got to send in for testing every month to us. Why don't you just get on fluoridation? We're gonna tax you to use your own well water as well. Here's one out of Arkansas. State passes fluoridation law. Coalition created. And it goes on to say a statewide fluoridation measure and two other bills improving oral health in Arkansas were passed and signed into law. Pushed by the State Dental Association, who's paid off by the big chemical makers. And just type in fluoride bone cancer, fluoride brain damage, fluoride pineal gland, thyroid malfunction. You wonder why women all got their hair falling out? Why women almost, now it's upward in summer, is half the women, on average over 30%, have thyroid problems? Just killing our women, especially. And they just get away with it. They just get away with all of it. They think it's funny. And now in California, they're saying we're going to inoculate your kids, but without authorization. Okay, I want to make some announcements before we go to break and come back with Dr. Jerome Corsi. And then Alan Watt, always informative, is going to be joining us to look at the overall system of the New World Order. I'm going to be speaking at two different events. The Lakeway Theater, the 19th of February. It's a Sunday in Dallas, Texas. It only holds about 900 people. It sold out 6 years ago when I was there. So get your tickets at Infowars.com/events. It links through the Lakeway Theaters where you get them. For $25, that includes all the event fees and taxes and garbage. We're really charging about $18 when it gets to the end of it. You know, to see Glenn Beck's $500, and I know I could get people to pay that, but I don't want to fly around on private jets. It's just, it's $25. And again, we're also going to be in Florida on the 26th in Orlando, where we're number one on the radio on 810 a.m., the big 810 a.m. They're putting in, I'll do my radio show live there as the doors open at 5 o'clock, then at 7 Eastern. When the show's over, I'll get up and give an hour and a half speech called Blueprint to Defeat the New World Order that I'm working on. And I'm working on a mini documentary that complements that, about 30 minutes long, that'll premiere at both. Get tickets at InfoWarsTeam.com. And, of course, the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex station, a great station, is KKGM 1630 Blowtorch that carries us live during the day. We're on there right now as well. They're sponsoring it as well, so it's in association with all those folks. Find out more at InfoWars.com/. And today is the last day. Thank you, John, for reminding me. I told him to remind me yesterday. It's the last day for the early bird special that we've done in December and then in January. 44% off on a yearly membership. You pay for 6.7 months. You get 5.3 months free. You get the nightly news, all my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, the higher quality video and audio podcast commercial free, and so much more. 9 years in April, we've had PrisonPlanet.tv, and we have a 15-day free trial as well. We'll be right back.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.